Well, the U.S. has been very concerned about the resumption of hostilities between the Ethiopian military, the TPLF, the rebels in the northern part of Ethiopia's Tigray region, and Eritrean forces coming across the border to basically amp up the violence. And so there has been this renewed concern. The special envoy for the Horn of Africa, Michael Hammer, has been in Addis Ababa since September 5th, meeting with officials, not just in the Ethiopian government, but also with the leadership of the TPLF, the main rebel force in the northern part of Ethiopia, trying to lay the groundwork for some sort of peace talks. He's also been meeting with AU officials. The process is such that the U.S. wants to see all parties lay down their arms and try to get into peace talks as quickly as possible. On Sunday, the U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, released a statement urging all parties to engage in peace talks and to try to seize the opportunity in the name of the Ethiopian people, try to basically restore stability, restore calm, and also deal with a growing humanitarian crisis.
Well, let's bring in William Lawrence via Skype now from Washington, D.C. He is a former U.S. diplomat who was in charge of engagement with Africa. Thank you very much for being on the program. First of all, how significant is this development from the TPLF?
It's very significant. It's not sufficient. It doesn't solve all the outstanding issues, but it does take one obstacle off the table. And it's notable that they didn't agree to the AU mediator. They agreed to the AU. So that opens the door to any number of possibilities. And one that's been proposed is to have the AU mediate, but perhaps a team of officials and not the particular official to which the TPLF has been objecting.
Why now? And how soon do you think peace talks could begin?
Well, I think both sides have realized, you know, one way or another, and leaving hardliners a little bit to the side to make this point, that they can't win the big war. And so the only question is, you know, what gains do you make that both influence the final lines of any agreement and influence the tenor of the negotiations? And I think the large mobilization to the north and to the south of Tigray wasn't enough to, you know, lead the Tigrayans to believe they were going to be defeated or that Mekele was going to be taken again or anything like that. But it was of concern, and I don't think they felt like they were gaining much on the battlefield as much as they could gain at this point at the negotiation table. The Tigrayans have been putting down preconditions. Addis Ababa's rejecting those. But a lot of it has to do with the restoration of services and, of course, these humanitarian corridors, which was the reason for the March truce in the first place. And, you know, it would be, whether or not that's a precondition or not, it'd be great if Addis Ababa could start making some concessionary remarks and make some moves in terms of humanitarian assistance and services to move things in the direction of a proper negotiation.
What are going to be the main sticking points in any of the negotiations, do you think?
There are many. I've given you two, which are the humanitarian corridors and you know, the services, electrical and otherwise, to Tigray. Of course, the UN accused Tigrayans of stealing a lot of things like gas, but things they couldn't get by other means. There's the humanitarian corridor through to Sudan. There's the status of Western Tigray and the area that the Amhara people have taken, and the areas in the north that the Eritreans have taken, and you know, whether or not those would be renegotiated under Ethiopia's constitution or on the basis of, you know, de facto ceasefire lines. And of course, the mediation itself. So there are a lot of things that remain to be discussed. The most important thing right now is to be de-escalating, not escalating, because escalatory pressures could lead to months of fighting again, as opposed to a de-escalation, which could get us back towards a truce and back towards proper negotiations. And it's worth noting that the international community seems to have a little more skin in the game now than they have in recent weeks, and that's important too.
Indeed. Thank you very much for your time and analysis. That's William Lawrence from Washington, D.C.